We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's also tournament week for college basketball. Four teams in to the NCAA tournament. 68 total on Selection Sunday. ACC tournament opens tomorrow in Charlotte. And the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets will open against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And we are joined by the head coach of the Jackets, Josh Pastner, who joins us this morning on the WaveForward.com hotline.
Coach. Morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen. Everyone doing well this morning?
Everybody's doing awesome, Coach. How you doing?
Doing well. Well, ask me tomorrow about 4:30. I'll give you a better idea.
Yeah, you know, I was about to ask you, Coach, how would you sum up this season in a nutshell for you?
Yeah, no, here's where we're at. Look, there's no denying that losing Josh Okogie last May, who was not a top 10, and we've talked about this, wasn't one of the top 10 players in the state of Georgia senior year, was a three-star recruit, didn't start on his AAU team. Who would have expected that he was going pro after his sophomore year? And when you're trying to rebuild and build it back up, that is a crushing blow. To lose a guy in May 27th or May 28th that averaged 20 a game in the ACC, it's crushing to you. You know, a team like a Carolina or a Duke, they're getting guys where if they lose one, they have someone to replace right away. When you're trying to rebuild, it's like I saw Tony Bennett from Virginia this summer in the recruiting trail. He said when they were trying to rebuild it, when he took over Virginia, if they had lost a guy early like that, it would have crushed them. And so what I would tell you is we relied on guys this year that I thought was going to maybe redshirt. You know, we struggled, had some areas where we really struggled scoring. However, guys fought. They competed. They got great experience for a lot of young guys. We're a really young team. You know, we were preseason picked like 13th or 14th in the ACC. We finished 10th. Again, our goal is not to finish 10th. Our goal is to get back to the NCAA tournament and compete for ACC titles. But we're moving in the right direction. And we just had a stretch in the ACC where we really struggled to score. I mean, look, we're a really, really good defensive team. We're sixth in the country in guarding the three-point line, which is elite. That's an elite stat. And so we just had a segment where during ACC play, we really struggled offensively to shoot the ball. And you know, we make a couple shots here and there during that stretch. We have a few more wins. And, you know, this has just been a season that we continue to get better. There's been some highs and lows, but we've gotten better late. We finished, like I said, we finished on the right note. We've had some great road wins at Syracuse, at Arkansas, at North Carolina State. So we've got good momentum, and we've got basically our entire team, our core group, back for next season. We've got to continue to add some players in the spring, but we've got a great nucleus to move forward.
Talking with Josh Pastner, you had a two-year team, and then we'll get to the tournament. Three wins in your last five games. You mentioned the road win at NC State, back-to-back wins. Jose Alvarado and James Banks starting to, you know, play for you the way that you had hoped for them. You face Notre Dame tomorrow. You split with Notre Dame in the regular season. What do you see out of this Irish team that makes you think you can go in there tomorrow in Charlotte and win this game?
You know, every time we played Notre Dame since I've been here, it's been a seesaw battle. They're very good. I mean, look, Mike Gray's the winningest coach in the history of Notre Dame. They're a team that's been hit a little bit with injuries. Look, they're a team that lost seniors. And I've said it when I took over, the model that I want to try to build after is like Virginia and Notre Dame. They believe in getting old and staying old. That's the best way to win in the ACC is get old and stay old. And Notre Dame is really young this year. And you can see the results when you're really young in this league. And so, look, Notre Dame is very good. They don't, they're not going to beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over. They make free throws, and they shoot a lot of three-point shots. And Mooney, John Mooney, number 33, leads the ACC. And you guys know, besides the NBA, man, this is the best basketball in North America, the ACC. There's nothing like it. And John Mooney leads the ACC in double-doubles. He averages 15 and 13 a game, 15 points, 13 boards. And one thing about them, they just always hang around. So you could be up, but they just hang around because they do shoot so many threes. I mean, basically 50% of their shots are threes. You've really got to guard the three-point line. So, you know, we'll have to play at a high level. The neutral site, it's a new season. Everyone's 0-0. And, you know, basketball is a crazy game. You guys know this. Sports, there's nothing like it. You know, we're not playing the Atlanta Hawks or the Golden State Warriors. We're playing other college teams, 18 to 22-year-old young men, and we all put our shorts and shirt on the same way. So let's see what happens this week, and let's see where the chips may fall.
Josh Pastner, head coach of Georgia Tech, ahead of the ACC tournament.
So who do you think is best in the ACC right now? Is it Virginia? Is it UNC? Or is it Duke, in your opinion?
Well, what I would tell you is this. I would be shocked if Virginia doesn't win the national championship or at least playing on Monday night. I think they're just absolutely awesome. I would be shocked if they're not playing on Monday night with one of the last two teams standing. And I really think they're going to win the whole thing. But I would tell you there's four teams from this league that are good enough to win the national championship or at least get to the Final Four. And that's why this league is so good. Virginia, North Carolina, who right now is playing as well as anybody and is good enough to win the national championship. Duke with a healthy Zion Williamson. If Zion's healthy, they're good enough to win the national championship. And I'm telling you, a sleeper team is Florida State. Florida State is really good. Those four teams, realistically, yes, everyone has a chance, but realistically, those four teams from the ACC can win the national championship or at least get to the Final Four. And, you know, anything can happen. I do think Virginia is the best. I would probably be surprised if they don't win the national championship this year.
Do you think that without Zion Williamson, Duke has a shot to go deep into the NCAA tournament?
No, I do not. They need a healthy Zion. If a healthy Zion, they are really good. I mean, Zion's going to be National Player of the Year. I assume he's going to be ACC Player of the Year. And, you know, to lose that, you know, I heard Coach K, who's obviously – maybe the greatest coach in the history of any sport, or darn near the top three. I heard him say when Zion Williamson went down, he says, it's a lot of gaps. It's hard to replace a guy like that. And I was like, yeah, welcome to my world when you lose Josh Okogie to the NBA. It sure is hard to replace that. So, you know, if they don't have Zion, I think he would even tell you it's going to be hard for them to make a deep run. They need a healthy Zion to make a deep run. If they have a healthy Zion, you know, they've got a lot of lottery picks on their team, and to win a national championship, you do need pros. You need a couple pros, and they've got multiple pros on their team.
Josh Pastner, head coach of Georgia Tech, joining John and Hugh live on Sports Radio 92.9, the game ahead of the ACC tournament, which opens tomorrow with Georgia Tech taking on Notre Dame in Charlotte, North Carolina, in what is a loaded ACC field. And you mentioned Zion Williamson, and we still don't know. I mean, Coach K is, you know, certainly talking like Zion's going to return, but it's going to be – Hugh brought up a point. Even if he does return on Thursday when Duke plays, it's going to be a month since he played. As great a player as he is, National Player of the Year, number one pick in the NBA draft, and a superstar in the NBA in waiting, will he have a period of time where he has to get back into game shape?
Well yeah, and here's the other thing. You guys know this. I mean, it's not easy just to be out and then all of a sudden come back into play. And if he – I think he's going to play Thursday because I think Coach K understands – to put him in that first weekend in the NCAA tournament, he's going to be rusty. He's going to need game experience or game shape or game opportunities before they get to that NCAA tournament. So I assume he's going to play Thursday so he gets some run. Look, I don't think Duke and Coach K's are ultimate goals to win the ACC tournament. I think their ultimate goal is obviously to win the national championship on that Monday night. But they're going to want to get Zion some work in, and I do – expect and you know that he's going to play on Thursday, so he does get that opportunity before the first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
Back to your team, Coach Pastner, how important is it for you to beat Notre Dame, get a shot at Louisville on Wednesday to start to, you know, not only continue this late season run, but also get that kind of experience in the tournament for this team coming back next year?
Well, look, it's important that we play on Wednesday. We talked about it, you know, at the beginning of the year with our group that we need to be playing on Wednesday, whether that's getting a bye, finishing the top nine, which we didn't do. We finished one out with 10th place, or winning that first game Tuesday. So it's important for our program. I said that our two things we got to keep moving forward with our program is we got to win on the road. which we've done a nice job this year, like I said, at Arkansas, at Syracuse, at North Carolina State. And the next step is we got to be able to play, we got to win some games in the conference tournament, and that's a big step for us. And that starts on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It starts tomorrow against Notre Dame, and it's not going to be easy. You guys know in postseason play, anything can happen. It's an NBA arena, and so both teams are going to be fired up. So we're going to have to be at a high level, but that's a big step for us. And then we would love to have another chance to compete against Louisville. I think Louisville's really good. But as I told our guys, we don't get that chance if we don't take care of business on Tuesday. And Notre Dame is a good basketball team that's well coached. And listen, I said they got an all ACC guy in John Mooney, who leads the ACC in double doubles. And in the end, it's not all about coaching; it's about the Jimmys and Joes. And sometimes it's just about players making plays. And we're gonna have to do a great job defensively. We've been really, really good defensively. Like I said, we're an elite 3-point defensive team this year. Sixth in the country. We're going to have to really, really guard again Tuesday afternoon.
Well, certainly best of luck to you. We'll be watching tomorrow, and go get Notre Dame.
Go get coach. Him, Coach.
Do appreciate your taking a few minutes, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, guys, appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.